What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of
Is This Gonna Cause an argument?
My name is Angel. Boom, boom, boom. And we're doing the podcast on a different day. I only have my low notes. Yeah. So I'm gonna sing it tell them who you are, baby.
I'm the other host of Is Gonna Cause an Argument, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. Hey, fam, if it's your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. It's a podcast we do every single week. We've been doing it for 10 years, and we pretty much talk about anything we damn well please. Okay? And we have us a good time doing it, and we are joined every single week by our immediate family. It's people we're a little bit closer to. They're the people right here in the chat, live, chatting it up with us. That's our immediate family from the Patreon. You can be a part of that Patreon. All you got to do is go to Patreon.com/thatchickangel. Sign up for the lower $5 a month. Get on all the goodness. Get all the pre-sales on tour stuff.
Let's talk about that. We on tour. Let's jump to that business. That should be at the top.
We on tour.
Come June, we gonna be on tour. We need y'all to buy tickets. Listen, this ain't no, oh, it's a ploy. No, we need you to buy tickets.
Yeah.
We'll be on tour in Chicago on June the 1st. That's how we're kicking it off. Then we're going to Atlanta on June 3rd. We'll be back here in Los Angeles on June 5th. And then on June 23rd, we will be in Philadelphia. And June 24th, we will be in Washington, D.C. We understand it's still April. Go ahead and buy your tickets.
Yeah, go and get them now.
Yeah. Don't wait. Don't wait until May. Get them right now, please.
Your DC tickets? Bet.
Thank you. And there's VIP experience. We would love to get to meet some of y'all. We have new merch coming out for the tour.
Yeah, and our tour is a good time.
It is.
I'm going to let you know right now.
It is a good time. It's a great time, actually. So don't sleep on us, okay? Come on out. So how you been?
I've been good. Them pockets got hit yesterday, y'all. That's Patreon talk. But I'm good.
That's Patreon.
Whew, goodness gracious.
That's why we actually didn't shoot on our normal day. Yeah. The reason why we're here at the house is we had a home repair to do. Let me tell you, it sucked. But
why you need your savings account? Just throw that money over for the just in case. The just in case happened, and it's all our fault.
That's why you need to be rich, okay? Bump everything else. Get paid. Get your money up, all right? Sling dope. No, but don't do that. Don't.
Unless you're a drug pusher, the pharmaceutical salesmen.
Well, it's not dope that they're slinging.
That's what they call, they call them drug pushers. Yeah. Sell drugs.
Drugs ain't going out of style. They not.
How you doing?
I'm gonna tell you what.
Because you're usually just talking so much. I mean,
no,
just
don't do
going
that.
Right
you,
into it.
You
How you
just
doing?
Forget. I'm doing okay. This is what I was gonna say. Unless I have annoyed him during, he won't push. He won't push the conversation forward. You just sit here waiting for it to happen to you. I'm doing okay. In the last week of the botillion, got one important thing that has not arrived yet. And once that arrives, you can't tell me nothing.
Something you've ordered?
The programs.
Oh, that's right. Do you have a update on their locality?
So they're in the U.S. They have been picked up by FedEx, but it's not showing that on my tracker. So I've been talking to my Chinaman. Hopefully that's not racist to say. Chinaman.
Your contact?
Well, he's from China is the reason why I'm saying.
Yeah, you just call him your contact.
Well, no. I'm making it.
Where he's from should not matter, Angel.
It does, because that gives context to the story. My Chinese vendor, and the reason why, and I mean Chinese, not Chinese American. We've been in contact with each other a lot to make sure that everything's...
Yeah, no, that thing gonna show up with a bunch of markings on there that we don't understand.
So it's been in the U.S. since the 15th. and it had to go through customs. Where is my shipment? Because the books are a wow factor. Wow. Our Patreon bought 2 pages. Another Angel Wing bought a whole page by themselves. That Angel Wing is actually coming to the event, bought tickets. And then a couple of other Angel Wings bought separate, like, half page. And so anyways, once that comes in, I fit into my dress that I haven't worn in years. Bought that dress 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. So it was before my boobs got bigger, so I was a little nervous.
That big ass red thing is taking up most of the closet.
Yes.
Y'all, this thing is like, y'all seen that, what's that movie called? I don't know, it's got the big ass trolls in it with the big tusk. Warcraft. It's like a big red Warcraft ogre standing over in the corner. That's how massive that dress is.
It's so pretty.
The shipping thing can be, look, y'all, I ordered, this is back, was this pandemic or pre-pandemic, post-pandemic? I don't know, I think it was post. I ordered a treadmill, and this thing, I can't remember where it came from, but it finally made it to California, and, or maybe it was in California, I don't know, but it was at a facility, and it sat at that facility for about a week and a half. And finally, I knew it was at the facility, just kept giving the name. So I did my research and found out the address of the facility. I drove about an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours, to that warehouse. Wasn't hardly nobody working. I had my little number. It was one or two people that saw me in there. They was like, excuse me, what are you doing? I said, I'm looking for my shipment. It's been sitting here for weeks. I just want the thing that I ordered. So they ended up pulling out the forklift, moving a bunch of pallets and getting, and I loaded it up. They wouldn't even help me load it up because they was like, you ain't even supposed to be back here. I don't care. Y'all moving too slow. Yeah.
So I was just praying.
Find out where they at. We're going to have to go get them.
I wish I knew. I've been talking to my man. He might still be awake. Let me see.
Here you go.
Do you know where FedEx picked them up from? Because you know they about to go sleep. They about to go night-night.
Yeah.
That's what it is. So anyways, got family members coming in because of it. My mother-in-law just got here to Cali. So hopefully y'all will see her here soon or, you know, via the interwebs, see her. Marcus has got to go take her shopping to get her dress.
Yeah.
Because.
Yeah, I'll let the thing ain't, it's crooked. Go ahead.
What are you talking about?
Go ahead. No, it ain't important.
What's crooked? You already interrupted.
The thing, it's like the table, it ain't lined up with us. It's, see that?
Yeah.
That shows that that's crooked.
Yes.
You might as well knock the.
Because our bodies aren't. It's because
I would have adjusted. It don't matter.
You brought it up. Listen, because I'm sitting further forward than you, I would need to sit back in order for the table to be what we're using. We would have to be on even planes, but we're not. So Marcus has got to take her shopping because she ain't got her dress.
Yeah, she didn't know the rules. I don't know what Mama didn't do, but. She gonna get her dress. We gotta go get her dress.
She didn't do anything. She didn't buy a ticket.
No, she did. Oh, no. I told her not to buy a ticket.
Right. Like, she didn't do nothing.
I got the ticket. She went to get a dress and didn't know the rules and didn't know it was supposed to be black.
Right. The only way she would have known is if she bought her own ticket.
Took it.
Because the rules were on the ticket. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's not her fault that she didn't know. You didn't tell her.
You didn't tell her. This is your thing.
She has to talk to me.
You won't talk to her.
I have. I've called her at her job.
You ain't called her.
Yes, I have.
Why again?
They were like, Margaret's out here in these streets. She's not here.
And I'd probably.
I'd be like mother, like son. Show them. Give me that book real quick.
Come up off it, girl. Talk to the people.
I am. This has to do with this. So it's not this thick, but it's like giving this type of quality and color. You know, how much you think this would have cost to print in America?
I don't know.
All this color. These books got to be about $50 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
At least.
Probably.
Our books are half this size. Well, a third of this size. And I only have to pay $8 to get them printed.
Y'all talking about $500 a piece?
Well, this is, if you're only printing one.
Oh, yeah, yes, it might cost you that, yeah.
It would cost about $500.
But you get it over in China, they might not even use wood. They might use bamboo. Why don't we use more bamboo? I don't understand that.
How readily is it?
Bamboo grows extremely fast.
But how where is it manufactured? Meaning how readily?
You can grow bamboo anywhere like you can trees. It's probably easier to grow bamboo.
I thought bamboo had to have a lot more water.
No. That bamboo and that stuff, you remember, it was a building that I used to work at, and they had it on the side of the building, and that stuff grew. So, like, they were cutting those things because they would grow up taller than the building. They were cutting it, like, two, three times a year because it would grow so fast. That's why, like, you know, and it's harder. Bamboo's more durable.
What environment does, I didn't spell environment right. What environment does
naturally
bamboo
is gonna give you,
grow best in?
You create the environment.
I know. I want to know what the environment is. What environment has to be created is what I'm saying.
Bamboo's better in every way.
Yeah. It, out here, California and Florida will be the two places that bamboo will thrive.
Ooh, that's what we need. We need to buy some land. You know how people started, what they call it, I was going to say manufacturing, putting up farms for avocados and stuff?
No, I don't know about that.
Damn, you don't keep up with nothing.
Finish your statement.
We need to get to do that, and so we can plant some damn bamboo stocks.
And then do what?
Sell it.
To who?
The people that want it.
I'm saying, who are those people? Who are those type of people?
The people that make stuff. Hold on, let me get this. Talk to the people.
You see how much description he gave me. Sell it.
Oh, it's second nature to me because I grew up around tobacco farmers and corn farmers, and you have these things, so you have people that need it. You find out where that stuff is sold at.
But who, I don't know who are the type of people that need it.
You find out where it's sold at, and you sell it to them. I'm ready to get up. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
yeah, and you sell it to them. You find out where that market is, like the, where they go to buy it.
I'm thinking you know what type of companies.
I don't know off the top of my head. That's things you got to research, but there's a market for it. See, this is why we held back. People like this, they just don't. Lord Jesus.
He's just saying, random. You know, we should grow pigs and then sell them.
Now, you're going to hear about somebody.
And sell the pigs.
Then you're going to be like, see, they do this.
Either be on the show or be off the show.
I'm going to be like, shut up.
Y'all, let me say, let me just. This is why I shouldn't have gave him none last night, because I knew he was going to act up this morning. I knew he was gonna act up this morning.
Yeah.
I gave him something last night.
All right, let me know.
And so
you
now he think
I'll call him.
He think he know what
I'm
right. talking about. And it's just
shit.
Why? And so I love him so much because of it.
Kiss my ass.
You see, I said some positive.
You ain't saying nothing positive. You ain't saying nothing
positive. I said
because
I love
16 years.
Anyway, so I'm excited for that to
crops. That's what I was trying to think. Grow crops. Bamboo crop. I couldn't think of the word. Anyhow, go ahead. What was you saying?
Don't touch me when you're stupid. Anyways, excited for that to be over. Are you? Do you? How do you think it's going to look? How do you think it's going to turn out?
It's going to look nice.
Think so?
Yeah. You will never hear otherwise. It's going to look absolutely extraordinarily beautiful.
Well, that's...
Because I know the work you put into it. To me, it's going to look very nice. Okay. I'm going to walk in and be impressed regardless. But it's like, it's going to look nice. It better.
It better.
Lord, geez, y'all don't understand. Y'all have no idea.
They might.
That you don't.
No, they might.
They think they might.
There are a lot of high-functioning people on our podcast that do amazing things that understand. Oh, this took a lot of effort. Took a lot of work. Yeah. Let me tell you about this recent experience. My husband wasn't able to go with me. Well, my husband, I don't invite him to any other... I'm giving him about 2 years off, 2 to 3 years off from having to do any Jack and Jill stuff so that he can get... Other than the camping trip, because you still thoroughly enjoyed that. Yeah. And right before, a couple minutes before he was getting ready to go up, I said, "Are you nervous?" He said... "Yes, I just got a little nervous." And I was like, "You ain't got to be. This is not the room that you need to be nervous in. Like,
right.
This is not that room at all. Everybody is here to dote on you. Like, period." He did his speech and got a standing ovation from a bunch of the... And the thing is, I wouldn't even pay because I was... filming him and just sitting there like a good mama. And I wasn't even paying attention to the people who, I knew they better clap. But right. When I noticed that, because this is how I started off. I said, "All right, at this next point in time of the program, I need to give you all some house rules." I said, "I know y'all done got y'all's chicken and your salmon and it tastes so good." I said, "But you better stop chewing." And I need all your eyes up here.
Yeah, I don't even need to hear you blink.
Right. A side conversation, I don't want to hear it. I said, because you're going to give this next speaker their undivided attention. And his resume sounded fire because I had Chat write his bio based off of things. It sounded fire. They were like, okay. And all the moments that I told him, I said, "Listen, black adults, they're going to respond to these moments."
Yeah.
So he does this really dope, this really funny impersonation of Donald Trump in the middle of his speech that nobody was expecting. When I tell you, they gave mouth open laughs on that part.
Yeah, you gotta tell them, you need a pause right there. It's like sitcom, pause and wait, because people are going to laugh.
And there were moments that, and at the end where it gets like more built up, right? It's like, you know, black folk love a good metaphor and analogy that like summarizes like how we feel, our greatness and all that stuff. So when we worked on the end, I was like, okay, you know, we got to wrap it up. We got to get to the climax or whatever. Baby, they were hooting, hollering. He's just railroading down that thing. Like, I gotta
slow
tell him.
Slow it down.
Wait, like, let them, they still whooping about that point.
Yeah.
Shut up, because you have another point that they're gonna whoop about.
That's all the nervousness and not being comfortable.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, he was definitely nervous. But what was great is that you could definitely tell some of the teen girls were like, and he definitely noticed, which I was so proud. I was like, "Good job, Dad. Good job." His plus one, who was another another Jack and Jill child, he was like, I was too tired to notice.
Boy was exhausted.
I said, "No, they definitely."
But you got to understand, y'all see how tall Marcus is. Marcus is probably like 6'2", 6'3". The other plus one, who's also a junior in high school, is taller than me.
He's 6'8".
He's 6'8", a junior in high school. His dad's like 6'8". They have another son, I think, that's taller than both of them.
No, he's way shorter.
Is he the shorter one? Oh, the older one is the shorter one. Yeah.
And so he was like, yeah, I didn't either.
6'8", 6'8". I think the dad might be taller than the son. I'm not sure. I can't remember.
No.
But that's a tall. Even the mama's tall.
The mama's tall as well, yeah. The dad's not taller than the son, though. He surpassed his dad.
Did he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, Tim's probably, he's probably 6'7". Yeah, he's probably like 6'7½". The son may have half inch on him or something.
We did. We invited them to this sneaker lounge that we did for our two bows in Crowned and Rooted. We invited Tim and his son.
Two bows.
Our bows are Marcus and Aiden.
Oh.
Because it's a botillion, so they're the bows.
Okay.
B-E-A-U. Gotcha. Bow. So there are two bows in the botillion, right? And so for the sneaker lounge, I just thought it would be way too intimate just to have them two and their dads. So right. I invited two additional boys and their fathers. And I wanted boys who had similar energy to the two bows. So Dominic and his dad were two dads that I invited. And then a man who did a scholarship workshop with the cotillion participants, and his son came. And I want you to know that the shortest person there was 6 foot. All the boys were tall.
Yeah, except for the one dude and his son.
Yeah, his son is 6 foot.
Is he?
Yes.
Are we talking about the same people?
There's only four boys that were there.
I thought that boy was short.
Mm-mm, no. 6 foot.
Yeah, everybody was tall.
Yes.
Because we had sprinter. We had Vinny. A sprinter came to pick us up to take everybody over there. And we needed that.
Yeah.
Because everybody was tall.
The shortest person was 6 foot tall of that group. Because Aiden, who's also in the botillion, he's an inch taller than Marcus, maybe an inch and a half. And some of that is hair. But he's not.
Most of that's probably.
him and Marcus are now. Marcus kind of caught up to him. Are about the same height. So, anyways, I say all that to say they just have very calm demeanors, very nice. And I was like, they not doing anything to really pick up what these baby girls is putting down, because they were. The girls was dressed. They looked cute. It was like five girls and only three boys. One boy was a twin of one of the girls. So he's already,
yeah.
He's not in the playing field with, and one of the babies, she tried to be slick. One of the babies I already knew. I know her through another program. And me and her chatted it up, because me and her, like, we recognized each other, but we couldn't figure out where. And then once I talked to the mama, I was like, I know your baby. Anyways, she asked her mom in front of me and made sure that her mother did not move from me, because her mother was about to move off. She was like, no. She's like, Mom, I've got a good idea. There's an ice cream shop that's not far that stays open until 2 a.m. I was like, all right, Marcus, let's go ahead and take his photo so we can get him out.
Everybody was tired.
Dom was like, I would have told you, Miss Angel, please.
Oh, yeah, Dom's already extremely low energy, but he was just like, I will fall asleep standing here. Like, when they showed up before they left, like, he was already exhausted.
Tired, because I think they did, like, a overnight thing at the school. Like, so he was at his school through the night. Till the next, yeah. Almost like a lock-in.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he was tired. But listen, Marcus might pull a prom date out of that group of girls. Because that's also, you know, his prom is coming up. And he's trying to figure out who he's going to ask. Because he's determined to go with a date. And I love it. So I'm trying to figure out who. The question is, should he ask somebody who is a friend, but chance them being like, nah, because I don't want you to get the wrong impression, or go even further out of like pocket, ask someone who's an acquaintance that might really be like, oh, okay, well, cool.
Yeah, he don't have it like, Like when I was in high school, I could have easily asked it.
I know. I was like, wow.
Asked a girl that was a friend and been like, hey, you want to go to prom together? Yeah, we can go. We have fun. And it'd be nothing about it. Marcus don't have a relationship with a lot of girls. But two, I'm not used to. I saw girls do it when I was in high school. Like they would go to prom with like a group of girls. I never saw guys do that.
Oh.
No, that was never in, and this is what these kids be doing. They just go in their friend groups. It'd be a bunch of guys, a bunch of girls. I'm like, what? This is strange to me.
Yeah.
Like, I'll just all out front taking pictures in front of the rental car or whatever, or your mom, parents' car with a bunch of people. Like, no, that's supposed to be your date. You're supposed to have a date. But so now I'm extremely excited that he's like determined to find a day, which he'll be able to do. I think he'll be able to do.
So what approach? So he could ask K. He could ask A, but he doesn't feel comfortable asking A. Or go more random.
I think he should go more random.
Okay.
But he got to start now.
No, I definitely.
His prime is when?
17th of obviously not this month.
Yeah, he got to start now.
So my question would be random on the Delta side or random on Jack and Jill side?
Delta side.
And I mean like from another chapter, not even from my chapter.
Yeah, I don't know. Random is random at this point.
I think he would feel, go ahead and answer your mama's call. I think he would feel too uncomfortable.
You gonna let her go to the voicemail?
Okay. I think he would feel way too uncomfortable asking somebody from our chapter of Jack and Jill. Like, he barely talks to those girls. And being that he has to do activities with them, I think they're a random in Delta. Like, meaning I know these little girls because of Delta, that wouldn't feel as random, one, because a lot of those girls know girls that go to his school. So, like, that while he still has to do the heavy lifting of making sure they have a good time,
they
won't be like, I don't know anybody here. Versus somebody from our chapter of Jack and Jill, he's going to have to do, for real, all the heavy lifting without the full-blown desire of, like, pursuing anything further, and they won't know anybody, where if we do random from a completely different Jack and Jill chapter of somebody that he just finds cute, he'll still do the heavy lifting, but also be like, well, I'm trying to see.
Yeah. Being that he did it once, like, from scratch. He met A, they exchanged information, he got cool, hey, would you like to go here? Went, she was impressed.
Yeah.
Like, yay, you there.
So.
Just got to repeat now, everybody don't have her energy.
Right. So, there is one young lady, and this one is going to be this is going to be a long shot. What's so funny is that there are certain people he's been around that don't realize how much personality he has. For instance, I was with my cotillion and botillion participants this weekend, and we played werewolf, right? And if you all are a part of Kevin's Patreon and have been for a while, you will know that we used to do game nights. And one of the games that has been played at game night, I never played it. Was werewolf. And the way I play werewolf, when I am the narrator, is I for real create a full-blown town. I make everybody create a character, right? Like, you have to introduce your character at the beginning. Usually the town I create is actually a convention that's happening so that visitors from other places can also be in the town, right? So we decide to play it with the group because this weekend was about relaxation before the big, the big gala. Mm-hmm. So anyways, I'm explaining them the rules, explaining to them the rules. They pretty much already know it because they know Mafia, but I'm explaining the things that are different than Mafia. Yeah. Explaining them the powers that different cards have. Anyways, I explained to them, now, when we do this, you have to be a character, okay? You got to go full in. So when I started out, I'm like, hi, you guys, my name is Amelia, and welcome to the International Convention for Crafters here in Arkansas. So glad that you all are here, and I would love to hear about you and what your craft is. Now, in order for them to understand how far I wanted them to go, I told Lil Marcus, I said, I need you to be the first person to introduce yourself. So this is before we started. I said, so you can set the tone. So I said, oh, you young man in the blue, tell us about yourself. Yeah. He said, well, my name is Bartholomew, and I just am in this town trying to have peace and quiet. That's all I want. When I tell you the way that group hollered, they screamed because they are so not used to hearing the boy talk. They were like, what? So anyway, a lot of them were shocked because he's a quiet one. So, I don't know. Him asking one girl, I gotta see if she got a boyfriend.
The one that he said
is cute.
Oh, yeah, I didn't. Like I told y'all last week, I didn't. I haven't seen the personality on any of these girls other than the ones that I actually know. So, but when I got there, Angel was not in a good mood and everybody was stressed. Because I even walked in and I was just like, did anybody get in trouble?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't know anything about these babies.
They're all sweet. They're all sweet. And again, ain't nobody going to act up when it comes to my child out of the people that, because none of them want Jesus.
I know. Yeah.
None of them want smoke from me. They all want to be loved by me, and they should, because I love well. But I also give smoke even stronger. So I don't know. We gonna see. We gonna see. We are going to see, ooh, Lord, if he ends up going to prom with somebody, because he wants to. And we not flying in his best friend Harper. That's what I do know. Love it to pieces, but we ain't spending no ticket flying nobody in from Texas. Love her to pieces. I'm trying to think of who else is an option. I'm like, who? Here's the problem. I have multiple friends who have daughters my child's age, and though almost every single last one of those friends, they're what you call it? What's my brain? Hold on, let me. Their daughters go to school with my child. So, like, he could ask one of them. It's mid-May, Alexandra. He could ask one of them, right? He could. Maybe he should ask his god sister. If he just wants a date and it ain't got to be on no, like, romantic tip. If he just wants a date. Now, who I would fly in is my niece, my goddaughter. And I think they would have a great time. But is that weird? Is that weird? I don't know. Is that weird? Because I feel like it's less weird when you're just taking a friend. Because that is your, like, if that's your platonic friend, it's just your platonic friend. Because they would have fun is the thing. Because my thing is if he's just going to take somebody to take somebody, at least take someone you're going to have fun with. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd rather, because he does not want to go by himself. He wants to go with a date. So I feel like if he's like, this is my god sister, I don't know. Yeah. Well, they're not going... The thing is, then they won't slow dance. They just going to be vibing. They would just be vibing. Because here's the thing. I don't think it would be thought of as weird if she took him to her prom. I don't think it would be weird. But I can see how it might be weird for him to ask her. I agree. I think I agree with you all. Because I said, what would it be weird for him to take? Is it weird to take like a family member? Like if you just like, we just about to have a good time. You know what I'm saying?
Yes and no.
See, the same. Because I was like, I said, while I would never fly out Harper, I would fly out Layla, Erica's daughter, because I think they would have a blast.
Yeah.
Like they actually have, when they're around each other, they actually have a really good time with each other. Like their vibe, their energy is perfectly matched. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know they'll have great conversation. They'll have fun. He can literally introduce her to his friends and be able to like keep up. And like, if they're weird, she would call it out. Like, y'all are weird. And Marcus would just laugh.
And she would be telling the truth.
Right. So I don't know. It's the thing of like, if he wants to take a date, I want him to take a date. But I don't want him to take a date and it ruin the good time he could have.
Yeah. I don't think it will. I think he needs to go bow to the wall and find either one of these, out of the two organizations.
One of the Delta Babies.
One of the Delta Babies or one of these chicks he meets at a track meet. Just go... Just open your eyes and start putting out fillers. Come up out of that damn phone, like I always tell him.
You're right, redhead with a smile. If he takes his god sister, he's not practicing asking a girl out. You're right. You're right. I can't wait to see what option he goes with.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
But... Yeah. He definitely would not ask anybody from this current. I'm like going through the roster of Jack and Jill girls. He would definitely not, even though at least two, maybe three of them would say yes.
Mm-hmm.
They would absolutely say yes.
Out of which one?
From the Jack and Jill chapter.
Oh, Jack
we're
and Jill.
In.
Okay. I couldn't remember you saying Jack and Jill or Delta.
Yeah, three of them would say yes, for sure. He would just be like, we will have nothing to talk about. We are not, it's not, we don't even converse when we're in front of each other.
Right, yeah,
so
that's why I'm like, I don't. That's why I said not them, the ones that, you know, chapter that we're in and the location, just because I've seen the way they interact and all that. So it's like,
Oh, no, he didn't go to anybody's prom, Janique. So he did homecoming. You all, if y'all follow me on Instagram, it was finally posted. He went to homecoming with Ashley of Watermelon and Egg Rolls. She's also from the Mama's Den. Her oldest daughter, Amira, she came to his homecoming. They had a good time, enjoyed each other thoroughly. The only reason why he's like, I'm not sure about asking her to prom is because he's like, him and her don't talk as much online. Like they used to chat it up every day.
Yeah.
So he's like, it might feel odd to just be like, hey girl, come on back to this situation. So with that being said,
I see you got it. All right. Bye.
I got to jump off of here anyways. With that being said, I get what he's saying. He's like, this might be weird to ask her because it's not as if he has... It's not like they've been nurturing that friendship right. The way...
Yeah, and to do something that... I ain't going to say intimate, but that...
Well, significant, too.
Significant, yeah.
Like homecoming...
It was. I mean, the homecoming was a pretty big deal, but like you said, the communication has fallen off.
Right.
If they kept that same energy and still talking,
yeah,
it wouldn't be that big of a deal.
So, I'm trying to figure out how many other opportunities he has to be around other young ladies. He doesn't. So, listen, I think I'm going to encourage him. I'm going to be like, listen. Your mama's around a bunch of young ladies all the time. Figure it out.
Look, let me tell you.
Figure
good
it
thing
out.
My mama wouldn't. Mama would be quick when she did. Have you met my son? Like, I didn't need no help. None of us did.
That was me, though, this weekend.
Oh.
I said, once me and the young lady figured out, we knew each other.
You left me like, Mama, who's that? Oh, that's so-and-so's daughter. Go, come on. She's like, okay.
Once we knew, I said, her and her sibling, who is a boy, I said, come here. Want y'all to meet my child, right? So I do the introduction. Then I said, now who are y'all, the other girls? I said, this is my child, okay? I said, what grade are you in? I said, oh, he's a junior too. So is he as well. Uh-huh. One girl.
I had all them conversations going already.
One girl, she tells me a little bit more. I said, oh, pretty girl. I was really like, she looked like she was waiting to be scooped up. My child. Hey.
Hey.
I think if he didn't have to do a thing, I think I could have easily been like, but because he needed to focus on his script, I was just,
Now, he's comfortable going with himself. He doesn't want to. He wants a date. He wants to take a date and not his guy friends.
And the thing is, he can get a yes.
Yeah, he can easily get a yes. He just wants to get the right yes from the right person and not just, I just need a date.
Yeah, so this is going to be, yeah, me and him gonna talk, because I'm gonna be like, hey, you might need to pull the trigger on the one that I didn't even know was a, I have to do some research around the backside to be like, hey, what's this situation? Before my baby put himself out there, what's this situation look like? Because if it's Operation Normal, because I think that baby would be like, first shocked, like, what? Also flattered, even though I don't think my child is this baby's type. I still think she'll be super flattered.
Yeah, a lot of these girls like YNs.
Yes. And I think that might be her type. But
they'll learn. They'll learn probably somewhere in college that, oh, let me shift gears.
But I think would be like, and what I love is that just like Amir did, she would shut that thing down. She would come dressed. And I'll be like, mm-hmm. I'll be like, that's right. You're going on my baby's arm. You better come correct. So anyways, I have to go.
That's one thing I always enjoy.
What?
And I enjoy it after the fact. I get turned down by the girls that like the back then YNs. We were the original YNs. The back then YNs. And then after high school, they, oh, hey, back up.
Because you were too. Me. You were too.
You go on and get your little wine, your little drug dealer that you was wanting.
They didn't know you used to sell it.
Shut up. I didn't. God dang, girl. All right, y'all.
You my own.
Make sure.
Go ahead.
Make sure y'all come catch us on tour.
Nah.
We're going to be, y'all know the cities. We're going to be in Chicago, LA, Atlanta, DC, and Philly. Y'all come on through. We're going to do the damn thing. Angel be talking too much.
What? I had to talk.
No. You be saying too much.
Oh, the Patreon already know.
They, all right. They don't.
Well, you can always remove it. You, the editor.
See you in Chicago, absolutely. I'll holler at y'all. Thank God mama's family in that goddamn car. Y'all have a good one, fam.
You already knew what was going to happen. Bye.